You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top-quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Benjamin Rausch. Dr. Ben grew up in Stowe, Vermont, and following his dream of becoming a chiropractor, he earned a bachelor's degree in biology from the University of Vermont and then graduated from Life University's College of Chiropractic. Dr. Ben practiced in Stowe, Vermont, with his father, providing the community with family wellness-based chiropractic care. Dr. Ben moved to New Jersey in 2019, where he joined Gardner Family Chiropractic. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic: chiropractic care for repetitive motion injuries. Hello, Dr. Ben. How are you today?
Hi, Liz. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. So let's get started. What type of injuries are considered repetitive motion injuries? And what are the typical symptoms people should be aware of?
Yeah, things like tennis elbow, bursitis, stress fractures are a few examples of repetitive motion injuries. And they occur when a person makes multiple repetitive motions that could lead to imbalances in the muscles, tendons, ligaments. And most typical symptoms would be pain, swelling, and possibly stiffness.
And can chiropractors diagnose a repetitive motion injury?
So chiropractors can diagnose subluxations in the spine, which can be caused by repetitive motion injuries. And we can help to alleviate these symptoms of repetitive injuries by removing the subluxations.
Okay, and could you describe the treatments and therapies chiropractors use to help treat people with repetitive motion injuries?
So chiropractors will adjust the spine and possibly some extremities to remove interference in the nervous system to allow the body to restore proper function. This allows the person to heal from repetitive motion injuries.
And how would ongoing chiropractic visits help someone avoid re-injuring themselves or even help prevent a new repetitive motion injury?
Ongoing chiropractic adjustments would help a person to keep proper function in their nervous system. This would give that person the ability to adapt better to repetitive motion stresses. If a person is able to adapt better to those stresses, then they're less likely to re-injure those areas of their body.
And lastly, what are some ongoing exercises, stretches, and therapies people should do to prevent repetitive motion injuries?
Yeah, ongoing chiropractic care would be the most important thing they could do, followed up with some stretches and maybe some heat and cold therapies. Each individual person might need something different in their care plan to get the best results to prevent these injuries.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Ben. We know you're busy, so I want to thank you for your time and your help today.
No problem, Liz. It was a pleasure being on.
And for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with the doctor, please visit www.gardnerfamilychiro.com or call 973-614-9256 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.